Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the Chofetz Chaim Initiative, L'Yidei Nishmas, Rabbi Yonah David, B'Shimon Yaakov HaLevi, Zecher Tzadik, V'Kadosh Livracha. We are holding in Perek Rishon of the beautiful Sefer, Ahavas Chesed, from the Chofetz Chaim. We are holding in Ois Ches. The Chofetz Chaim has been discussing, the past few weeks, the halachas of how to perform Chesed. Specifically, we've been focusing on Halva'os Mamein, lending money. But of course, throughout this journey, he has discussed many other forms and opportunities for chesed. Says the Chofetz Chaim, "Hachiyuv shechiva Torah lahalvos ish l're'ehu, hu bein al hamashkein, bein bli mashkein." Whether the person who is borrowing has collateral or whether he does not have collateral, in both circumstances, one is obligated to lend. Im hu batuach be'enav, if he is sure that you are going to get paid back. Now, that's a very important principle that many people have asked me. What do you mean? We have to give a halva to every single person who comes to my door and asks me, what if they're not going to pay back? What if they have a history of not paying back? So says the Chofetz Chaim, which we'll see in Ois Ches as well, that if we have a strong likelihood that someone's not going to pay back, or somebody has a track record of borrowing money and not paying it back, you are not in fact obligated. But says the Chofetz Chaim, fundamentally, if it is somebody who will pay back or will likely pay back, even if there is no collateral, you are still obligated to lend it to them. Ach im alveo bli mashkan, but gives the Chofetz Chaim an etza toiva, which might be a din in Shulchan Aruch as well. If you do borrow or lend money without a collateral, akoponim yalveyu lifnei edim, make sure two people witness the transaction. Oy shikin leshtar chayiv, oy akoponim ksivas yodai. Make sure there is some physical documentation in writing, or two witnesses who witnessed the transaction, to afshu betuch be'enav, even though he's trustworthy, shema yishkach v'yava lichbar bay. He might forget and he might come to deny that the loan ever took place. Which is really a din in Shulchan Aruch as well, that one has to always make sure that when they lend money, there is some documentation to avoid the kfiras mamon. But, says the Chofetz Chaim, let's say it's somebody who really is a person who's not trustworthy. Ach, im hu makir b'haloivesh hu bal mida ra'a. He has bad midos, ve'ena makbid al mamon acherim, and he is careless about other people's money. Uma'osav yekalin etzloi lo yematze mimal likvois muta shlo yaveu. But you know he's going to spend the money, and then you're going to come to collect, and he's like, well, I don't have the money anymore. I already spent it all. Well, there was a loan. Well, I'm sorry. And this person has that track record of doing this. Of course, as the Chofetz Chaim, you should not lend the person that money. In order that you should not have to come and compel him to pay you back. Which is an iser in the Torah. And this is an important awareness when it comes to chesed. And it's true by a halva'a, but I think it's true by other chesedim as well. When one does a chesed, of course, as we've discussed, we have to push ourselves. We have to make sure that when we're doing chesedim, we have our eye out, we have our ears out, we have our everything open to try to do as much chesed as we can. However, one is not obligated to do chesed to the point where they can no longer function. One is not obligated to do chesed at the point where their life is being sufficiently impacted, where they're being significantly taken advantage of. We see that from halva'a. The mitzvah of halva'a is only if you're going to have a recuperation of the money that you lent, and presumably this would apply to other chesedim as well. So one has to always make sure one should be eager, one should be vigorous, one should always have their eyes out for chesed. But make sure the chesed is not impacting your shalom bias, make sure the chesed is not impacting your daily functioning, because in that sense, you're no longer actually being mekayim mechesed. Perhaps what you're actually doing is just affecting your avodas Hashem, which the chayre is not the ratzon Hashem. The zchus of the simut should be for our friends, our families, our kilos, and all of Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.